personal story that we have on our open source tool, which is called CPaaS, which undertake a massive documentation restructuration and refactoring in the few last months. And I'm going to explain what problems we faced, what solutions we had, and some advice I can give to you. Sorry. Yes, that's better. Just a bit about myself, to present myself. So I'm a French developer, I'm a software open source consultant. I work in Brittany, in the east of France, at Savoir-Faire Linux. So we are a company, a services company, specialized in open source software. And together with RTE, so the French Transport of Electricity, we launched 6 years ago the CPaaS project, which is under the governance of the LF Energy, that I'm going to present you today, and specifically its documentation. It's not working. Okay, so very quickly, what's the project? What's the CPaaS project? I will not go into the technical details because that's not the matter here, but to explain you why we needed to undertake this refactoring, this documentation refactoring. So the goal of the CPaaS project is to run real-time virtual machines for electrical substations. I put the schema on the left, on the right, sorry. On top of the Linux kernel, you want to have VMs running at the very top of it. And the goal is to have electrical softwares and electrical applications running inside of it. So it's OT stuff, it's measurement, it's a compilation of results, it's some alarm, it's the management of the substation. So something very OT specific that we do not really that I do not know specifically because I'm more working on the IT side. And all these people that are running specific applications inside the VMs wants something reliable, wants something cyber secure, wants some high availability and all this stuff to be able to run the software correctly. So that's why we have all of the rest of the software here. So mostly the virtualization stack, some networking storage, some resource storage and things like that. So it's basically all the requirements that we needed to have in order to put an hypervisor into a substation so that people could run virtual machines. One or two things very important to understand about this project. Why is it so? Know that it's not the perfect place because not all people is looking at it. And when you have multiple repositories, it's hard to understand where to look. The second thing, because we are using Ansible Galaxy, is the Ansible documentation, which is integrated in the code. So it's great because when you write code, you write a small README on top of your variables, and everything is displayed on the Ansible website. I'm not going to showcase that. That's actually the second picture, but it's great because it's wiki as code, let's say. And the last one was the Confluence wiki that was given by the LF Energy framework, and which was which contained at the time the basic explanation of the project. So the first question was, how do we divide the documentation into all of these three? And what we decided is to try to keep the best of each tool. So the GitHub readmes, as I said, is mostly read by developers. So it should contain how to download the sources and how to build, basically. Very, fairly simple. If you want to understand the bigger concept or if you want to put all that together, it's not exactly the perfect place to do that. It's really sources oriented. The second one, so Ansible Galaxy is the wiki as code. It should contain the thoroughly documented variables that we use on the Ansible side. So it's also very IT specific, and it's not the general concept. It's not the wiki, let's say that. The last one, we decided to keep the wiki on top of all of that because it was structuring the two others. So it's the main entry point of the project, and it's where most... it was far more simpler, and you have less communication between the pages, so you don't have to read basically the entire wiki before understanding what you are doing here. This approach has one big downside, which is that when you don't know anything about the project, you can't really understand what's going on here. So that's why we started first, when we were structuring the wiki, by looking at the different categories, we decided to start with the getting started sections, which is basically everything that I've just said to you is not true in these getting started sections, so it's a fairly straightforward way to have your CPaaS installed and running with no fancy structure, no fancy configurations, just a default state, and you have your CPaaS running. And then you can go into the topic structure that I just described to you. So we also decided into this structure to keep the number of parts fairly just at 7 parts. I think at the beginning, we wanted to have like 15, and it was interesting from a documentation point of view, but we just saw that people will not go into 15 points written when they first look at the wiki, so we wanted to keep the bigger parts small. So here we have only 7, and that was a better way to go for new people to understand the wiki correctly. Then the next very big topic that we struggled with that a lot is the naming of these parts. So that's basically the first thing that people will see is those titles. So this is what I just showed to you. It's important to understand that, specifically in our case, but I think also in many projects, documentation serves two purposes. So you have the documentation side, which is fairly simple, but you also have a bit of demonstration in your documentation. So we want people to know why your project is good and what it can do, because some people are convinced by your project, but they just don't know what your project is capable of. And I think the main advice that we found here is that you better be understandable by everyone than perfectly correct. One very simple example. So on the left, you have the first category, which is the main IDs. The second is the configuration. So that's where the Ansible parts come into mind. And that's also where you're going to link into the Ansible Galaxy stuff. The third one is, now that your infrastructure is deployed, how do you manage that? So if you are an infrastructure management guy, you just have to look at the third page, basically. So first and third page. Then you have, of course, always additional pages, because some topics require bigger explanation, also specific topics that only apply to that. Same idea. It's technically not a bit weird to name, for example, real-time management, because it's not exactly a management. You can configure the real-time on the machine, but not manage it. But it's better to have that, even if it's not completely correct, it's better to have the same structure for all the topics. So that's what we chose to do. Okay, last, so that was the three main things that we decided during this wiki refactoring. The last topic I just wanted to highlight, because I think it's also the right way, the right tool, the right room presentation, so that's really great for them. It's also seemingly pretty, sometimes better, that's a very, very basic markdown documentation. It's also multi-person editing, so it can be great for that. I think the main down parts of Confluence is, first, that it's not wiki as code, so it's really hard to keep that updated. Some people are going to make PRs on CPaaS and not update the wiki. Second, it's not related to versions, so it means that you can't have a wiki for the 1.1 and a wiki for the 1.2. Today, we just have a wiki for the main part of CPaaS, and when we have some specific things to do, we tell, okay, this is only available for the 1.1 or things like that. So there is actually a big question on CPaaS whether or not we should switch from Confluence to other tool like Markdown-based tool. It's actually fairly complicated. So, yeah, it's not. We don't have a clear explanation for that today. Okay, thank you for your attention, and I think we still have time for one or two questions, maybe. 2 minutes. Is there any question?
What is RT?
Ah, okay. Okay, I repeat the question. The question is, what is OT? Maybe I should have explained that. So I don't remember the exact word, but basically OT is people that are, in our case, is the people that are working on the electrical field. So they are dealing with electrical algorithm, and they don't want to care about what is IT, so more computer science thing.
I guess.
Other questions? Yes? Yeah, so the question is, what is the main feature of Confluence that make people stick to it? I think in our case, it's two things. The first one is it's historic, so that's the first wiki we had, so it's hard to switch, of course. But the second one, and I think it's very important for us, is that everyone can edit the wiki, even people that are not computer science related, so OT people, that's what I meant. And that's actually pretty a hard debate into the community whether to switch or not, because if you switch to GitHub-based wiki, for example, you will lose a part of the community which is not computer science related guy, no geek guys. Basically. Okay. Thank you, everyone. If you have other questions, you can find me out the door. Thank you.